Our reading for today is from the sixth chapter of Galatians, verses 1 through 10. My friends, if anyone is detected in transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think that they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, and then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. Everyone must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own selfishness, you will reap corruption from the selfishness. But if you sow the gifts of the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. Then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The Lord always blesses the reading of the Holy Scripture. I've always had acrophobia, an irrational fear of heights. I don't like climbing up ladders or walking along the rim of a canyon or leaning out the window of a skyscraper or driving across bridges that tower above the waters below. In fact, a place I've long avoided is Michigan's Upper Peninsula because I don't want to go anywhere near the Mackinac Bridge. Now to me, it seems rational to be afraid of a 5-mile-long bridge that rises 200 feet above the water, and once you go over the edge and land in the water, you will sink another 250 feet to the bottom. It seems rational to me to be afraid of those wind gusts that attack you up there trying to blow you off. And so, as much as I like to travel, the Mackinac Bridge is not on my bucket list. I'm afraid, however, that I've passed my terror of bridges on to my daughter, Allison. Oh, the things we do to our children, the ailments we pass on to them. They will forever be going to psychotherapy to try to undo the things we've given them. Now, Allison has never asked me to help her find inner peace about the Mackinac Bridge, but I'm enough of a hypocrite that if she did ask me for help, I would try to give it to her, even though I don't want to go across it. I would tell her that that bridge is almost 70 years old and that 200 million cars have passed over it in that time, and only one driver has ever accidentally plunged off to the waters below. And that driver was going 60 miles an hour on a day when the speed limit was recommended to be 20, and she was driving a Yugo. I would tell my daughter that the bridge is 54 feet wide and never in her life has she had trouble staying in a lane that is as wide as the distance between home plate and first base. I would also tell her that there's a hotline you can call if you get up there and you need someone else to drive your car over for you, enabling you to crawl in the back seat, roll up in a ball, close your eyes, and pretend that you are sitting safely in your own living room. But the main thing I will tell her, because the main thing I want to know whenever I'm crossing a bridge, is that there are guardrails. I love guardrails. Whether I'm hiking in the mountains, or crossing a bridge, or standing on a balcony, or sitting in the upper deck of a ballpark, I love guardrails. They are there to protect me and to protect the people below I might fall on. And that brings me to the text from Galatians 6. In this last chapter of his short epistle, Paul is giving us guardrails. Guardrails for interacting with each other. Guardrails for navigating difficult people. Guardrails for sticking close to our most important values. Guardrails for keeping us from falling into the deep waters of despair and hopelessness. Paul calls us to treat transgressors, that is, people who are evil and stupid and offend us. He calls us to treat transgressors with gentleness as we try to correct them. He calls upon us to not be tempted by our anger and self-righteousness. He calls on us to practice humility, a guardrail. Another guardrail he gives us is to ask us to focus on bearing one another's burdens. He asks us to test ourselves rather than be constantly quarreling with the way someone else thinks or does something. Another guardrail. He says we should do our fair share of the work when we are part of a group. He warns us not to grow weary in doing good, to consider the spirit we are sowing in the world around us, and to work for the good of all, especially the community of faith. Galatians 6 is a well-constructed spiritual guardrail for the living of these days. When George Washington was 14 years old, still a student in school, he received a copy of a book called 110 Rules for Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversation. At the time, the book was more than 100 years old. It had been written by a religious order of French Jesuits. George Washington copied the entire book by hand. The 110 rules were guardrails, helping a person follow the better angels of their nature through all sorts of tempting emotions and reactions. Now, we know that George Washington was far from perfect, but he was still exemplary in many other ways, and it is clear from his adult life that the guardrails that he carried in his mind, many of them from this book he had copied, the guardrails he had carried in his mind helped him become a leader in turbulent times. Now, I live in central Illinois, and I don't ever need a guardrail when I'm driving down the highway in this flattened part of the world. But I'd like you to leave a guardrail up there on the Mackinac Bridge, just in case Allison and I decide to face our phobias someday. Spiritual guardrails, like those Paul articulates in Galatians 6 and other bits of his letters, spiritual guardrails are good news for us, especially when our emotions are tossed this way and that, by politics, by our friends and family, by sickness and pain. Whenever our emotions are tossed this way and that, by stress from work or finances, by witnessing the struggle of people we care about. Whenever our emotions are tossed this way and that, by the misbehaviors of national and international newsmakers. The turmoils caused by the fixes we've gotten ourselves into. The average human being has an extraordinary capacity for reaction, and that can be both good and bad. Our capacity for emotional reaction and our endless generation of defense mechanisms make personal moral guardrails all the more essential, because we can react so powerfully. The guardrails become all the more important. Passages like Galatians 6 are especially good news for us in times like these. The thing about trusting a moral code from the Bible rather than a moral code of our own making is that the Bible confronts us with wisdoms and decencies we don't often find convenient. If we're really upset, well, we want a moral code that accommodates our outrage and our phobias and our opinions. We want to make up our own moral codes that allow for revenge against our humiliations and grievances. Few people on either the right or the left ever want anything to do with biblical guardrails. All the more reason they are good for us. Our lives are not easy, and these are not easy times. People and politicians and problems are not any worse than they ever were, but times have changed in this sense, that everything is in our face in ways it never has been before. technology and social media keeps those storms and the nonsense and the injustices before us 24/7 from all around the world. And our lifestyles include no nighttime, no Sabbath. Bad news is relentless, 24 hours a day. And if we have no discipline, we never give ourselves a break from it. Without moral guardrails, we are going crazy, literally. And so, not a moral code that I've made to justify myself and satisfy myself and my own emotions, but a moral code that comes from Paul, a man who is not perfect by a long shot, but a man who showed flashes of brilliance and integrity. And it is in those flashes of wisdom and integrity that we can see the guardrails for ourselves. Stay in the lane of love and joy and peace. Stay in that 55-foot wide lane of patience, kindness, and generosity. Move forward with self-control and gentleness. Let's help each other across these bridges, even though they may be among us, even though there may be among those who cross with us, those who are causing much emotional turmoil. Join together as we focus on improving our own driving rather than going on and on about those whose driving offends us. Paul calls us to work for the good of everyone, not just our own people, and to never give in to weariness when it comes to doing good. Thanks be to God for the guardrails found in our holy book.